Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. Amen. Jose Villafone. V-I-L-L-A-F. It's A-N-E. Villafane. Jose Villafane was accompanied to the evaluation by Myra Lopez, who helped serve as a translator. Appeared according to the information obtained from the examiner in this fashion. He is a 33-year-old male who reports he first got injured at work on 11-8-18. But on that occasion, he pinched his finger in a his pinky finger in a roller at work. Appeared he later was in a motor vehicle accident on his way to therapy for the finger. Appeared as a result, he believes he injured his neck and back on 2/4/19. Appeared he did have surgery on the neck, as well as injections and surgery on the lower back. But he's no longer receiving any active care. Period. In paragraph as per the records provided, Mr. Villafone was seen at MedExpress on 11/9/18. Period. He was diagnosed with a contusion of the left hand, for which he was initiated on conservative measures. Period. He did have x-rays of the hand performed at this visit. Period. Returned on 11/12/18. And was referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. The 11/9/18 x-ray showed no acute osseous process radiographically. Period. In paragraph on 1/3/19, he was seen by hand specialist Dr. Sattel, S-A-T-T-E-L. Period. He had been on light duty since being seen at MedExpress. Period. After exam, Dr. Sattel diagnosed sprain of the interphalangeal joint of the left little finger and pain of the left finger. Pretty recommended occupational hand therapy and activity modification. Period. He does not appear to have returned to Dr. Sattel. Period. New paragraph. However, on 4/10/19, Mr. Villafone was seen by Dr. George for his left finger injury. Period. He still had some tenderness about the finger. Pretty steady work fired him after making his workers' comp claim. Period. Dr. George wanted him to undergo an MRI of the left small finger. Period. This was accomplished on... scratch that. He returned on 10/9/19. He did undergo x-rays in the office, demonstrating no evidence of fracture, subluxation, dislocation, or any degenerative changes. Period. He was also seen at urgent care on 5/8/19, complaining of shoulder and neck pain after a motor vehicle accident. Period. He related having already undergone CAT scan of the abdomen and chest, cervical spine MRI, as well as x-rays of the right clavicle, left knee, left tibia, and fibula when at Cooper Hospital. Period. He year was begun on Medrol dose pack. And to follow up with his primary care physician in the next 2 to 5 days. Period. 1-6-12-19, he did undergo lumbar spine MRI. That showed spondylotic changes, resulting in no more than mild central canal stenosis, most pronounced at L4-5. Appeared there was no thecal sac or nerve root compression. Period. New paragraph. On 6-12-19, the petitioner was seen by Dr. Maturo, M-A-T-U-R-O. Appeared she diagnosed acute on chronic low back pain radiating to the right leg with history of motor vehicle collision in February 2019. Period. The CT of the lumbar spine on 6-5-19 showed spondylotic changes in the lower lumbar spine, worse at L4-5, with moderate central canal and bilateral neural foramen stenosis. Period. Lumbar MRI was pending at that juncture. Period. He then did undergo lumbar MRI on 6-20-19 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph on 7-29-19, the petitioner was seen at Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, rehabilitation. He learned in the motor vehicle accident, he was a passenger in a lift vehicle that went over the red light and resulted in a T-bone accident. Period. The patient did not have his seatbelt on. The airbags were deployed, and he went to the emergency room and was informed his collarbone was possibly sprained with limited overhead movements. Period. The physical therapist recommended therapy for 6 weeks. Period. On 8-27-19, he was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Mitchell. Period. He noted the course of treatment to date, as well as the results of his diagnostic studies. Period. He recommended non-operative measures, including measurable dose pack and physical therapy. But he also ordered further diagnostic studies. Period. He had undergone 2 injections by Dr. Kwan involving epidural steroid injection on 1-14-20 and 2-4-20 without any relief. Period. He indicated he was out of pain medication. Period. Dr. Mitchell diagnosed cervical and lumbar verticillopathy. Period. He again recommended updated radiographic studies, period. He opined targeted injections and appropriate medications were recommended by the pain management specialist, period. He did undergo such treatment, period. He had been given the opportunity to consider surgical intervention, period. New paragraph, he did see Dr. Kwan on 2-20-20, who then performed an epidural steroid injection on 2-4-20. Period. He had not responded to 2 sets of injections, but he was going to follow up with Dr. Mitchell for further recommendations. Period. On 7-31-20, he was seen by Dr. Kwan. Period. His assessment was neck pain and right upper extremity pain. Period. The petitioner claimed his imaging studies were stolen from his vehicle, and he has not obtained any additional imaging studies. Period. They discussed undergoing a cervical epidural steroid injection. Period. He did have further cervical spine x-rays on 5-26-21 to be inserted here. Appeared these were done in conjunction with surgery by Dr. Mitchell to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. He also underwent surgery on the lumbar spine by Dr. Mitchell on 6/13/22 to be inserted here. Period. Follow-up continued post-operatively. At his visit with Dr. Mitchell on 11/23/22, he noted results of additional diagnostic studies that we might not have captured, so they will be inserted as marked. At this last visit, the patient had undergone an FCE on 11/4/22, indicating he was capable of working in the sedentary physical demand category. Appeared he did quite well after the lumbar surgery, remaining 50% improved. Appeared he was cleared to return to work within the parameters generated by the FCE on a permanent basis. Appeared he was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. He did continue to see Dr. Kwan on the dates described. Appeared on 5/26/21. Updated cervical spine x-rays were performed to be inserted. Period. I believe I already commented on those with the surgery done the same day. Period. We'll go to physical exam. Extremities upper, manual muscle testing yielded 5-5. Strength for hand grasp and shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. He had mild tenderness palpation about the left small finger PIP joint, but there was none on the right. Hands with elbows, normal. Extremities lower. He remained in tight sweatpants, limiting visualization and preventing circumferential measurements be performed. Paired patellar reflexes were 1+, but Achilles reflexes were 2+ bilaterally. Paired he had stocking glove distribution of subjective sensory loss in the right lower extremity, but this was intact on the left. Spine cervical. Inspection revealed a well-healed right anterior transverse scar consistent with his surgery, but preserved low data curve. Period. Bilateral side bend was 25 degrees, comma, bilateral rotation 60 degrees, comma, extension 30 degrees, and flexion 40 degrees. Period. There was superficial global tenderness palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Thoracic. He had superficial global tenderness palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Lumbosacral, he ambulated with a limp on the right using a cane in his right hand. Appeared he refused to attempt standing or walking on his heels or toes. Appeared he changed position slowly and refused to attempt squatting. Appeared inspection revealed a midline 1-inch longitudinal scar somewhat to the right with preserved left outer curve. Appeared he sat comfortably at 90 degrees in lumbar flexion. Appeared he refused to actively attempt flexion, extension, or rotation. Appeared bilateral side bending was volitionally limited to 5 degrees. Appeared there was non-reproducible global tenderness about patients throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Appeared he declined undergoing supine straight leg raise maneuvers, but these were done in a seated position, and the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 11/8/18, Jose Villafone's left small finger was caught against a machine at work. Appeared he was seen the following day at urgent care where x-rays were negative. Appeared he then was seen by hand specialist Dr. Sattel, who recommended therapy. Period. He did participate in therapy, but on 2/4/19 was involved in a motor vehicle collision, traveling to therapy. Period. He reportedly injured his neck and back as a result. Period. He was seen at the emergency room where he underwent numerous diagnostic studies. Period. Followed up with various specialists, including neurosurgeon Dr. Mitchell. Period. He performed surgery on 5/26/21 and 6/13/22, both to be inserted here. Period. He had additional rehabilitation, culminating in an SCE. Period. It evidently demonstrated he could work in the light physical demand category. Period. Dr. Mitchell discharged him from care as of 11/23/22. Period. He paragraphed the current examination. Found the petitioner focused on his subjective complaints from the outset. Period. He had other signs of symptomatic identification, including the superficial global tenderness palpation throughout the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Period. He refused attempting various routine maneuvers in the lumbar spine. Period. There was mild weakness in left hand grasp and shoulder abduction. Period. There was mild tenderness palpation at the left small finger PIP joint, but no instability there. Period. Provocative movements of the fingers and hands were normal. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the left small finger or hand. Period. There is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. There is 10% permanent partial total disability to the lumbar spine. Period. That is the end.